The first passage from Matthew 24, verse 14, is right in the middle of Jesus telling us about the end of the ages, that there will be the truth of the gospel preached in all the world, and once that has been accomplished, then the end comes. Mm-hmm. Well, in our modern world, the gospel really has been shared throughout the known world. We have the Passion of the Christ, the Nativity story in theaters. We have had the internet literally explode during the pandemic, pushing the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. That was our mandate given in Acts 1:8. The passage of Revelation 14:6 mentioned, you know, it appears to be a last moment, you know, where people are actually given a chance to turn from sin as this angel is part of the seventh trumpet. You know, our pastor is actually doing a series in Revelation right now, and he's just covered this. And, you know, it's really not the same as what Jesus is talking about. You know, this is sort of like the last call before judgment comes on the earth itself. So sort of like the last warning given. This is it. You know, here's your chance. Take it or leave it. And if you leave it, guess what?
You are left.
Yeah.
Which is not funny, actually.
Well, no, you know, it's even worse than being just left.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't take it at that point, you know, the end comes at that point. Mm. And so literally everything gets destroyed. People are brought before the throne of judgment, you know, judging the good and the bad that they've done while here on the earth. You know, so it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be one of those things where people go, oh, but, you know, really, I just had just sort of one last sort of inkling, you know, too late. That's mm-hmm. it. It's the cutoff. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when bars and stuff say this is the last call, you know, yeah. before they lock up for the night.
Yeah.
Well, picture that on an eternal scale. Last call before God locks up for eternity.
Mm.
You know, think about that.
I wonder if maybe we misinterpret this. So this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all the inhabited earth as a testimony, and then the end will come. I wonder if this actually speaks about the time that we're living in now. Not because usually the way that I've heard it be interpreted is it's a precursor and then the end will come. Like when this is the way I actually understood it growing up, how it was explained to me, like, oh my gosh, the last person in that remote tribe in that middle of that island of nowhere, when they hear yeah. the word of God, then boom, like the end will come. But I wonder if it's just kind of speaking to the end times where, you know, when everything is constant, like when it's all available now,
yeah.
Like the days that we're living in now with, as you mentioned, like the internet and all of these things and how we're all connected. Now it's like the season for the end to come necessarily.
Well, yeah, because you know, you think of other generations, they thought, okay, this might be the generation that sees Jesus. Well, this is the first generation where everything is in line for, you know, the entire world to hear the gospel. You know, mm-hmm. like they didn't have the internet back in World War I. You know, yeah. they didn't have even necessarily the TV back in World War I, you know? So just all these different things that keep coming up that really point to the fact that this generation has everything in queue, all ducks lined up, so to speak, to like point directly to the end.
And it's kind of weird because whenever we talk about that, I feel like a lot of people, they start to get nervous and kind of freaked out. And you and I are not making any predictions over the air. There's been many people like, hello, who forgot what the Bible said when it said no one will know.
Yeah,
you like know what I'm saying, the day or the hour.
I don't know the day or the
yet
hour.
Yet they keep making predictions.
Oh, I know.
And are continued to be wrong. So,
you know, they kind of even forget the part where it says even the Son of Man doesn't know.
That's true.
Jesus doesn't know until at the last moment God's like, okay, here you go.
Yeah, but all that to say is we can still be effective right now. Loving the people around us, doing what God has for us to do with joy and hopeful anticipation, you know?
Yep.